Hello, hello, and a very warm welcome to Sweetie Tales with Radhika. Today, we're meeting a sweet little girl who's called Abby. And she's very gabby, so she's known as Gabby Abby. Now, you must be wondering, what is this rhyming word Gabby Abby? Well, the word Gabby stands for someone who's excessively talkative. Well, she certainly does talk a bit more than the others. So let's find out if that's good about her or does that get her into some trouble.
Hi, my name is Abigail and I just love to talk. That is how I got the nickname Gabby Abby. Talk, talk, talk and talk. If I'm not talking, I'm asking questions. I only stop talking when I am listening to the answer.
Other than that, talk, talk, talk and talk.
Unless I have to stop to eat, have a drink or go to sleep.
Other than that, talk, talk, talk and talk.
Oh, I just love to talk. I learn so many new things and then I can share the information with my friends. Did you know that spiders have 8 legs? I trip a lot and I only have 2. When a snake closes its eyes, it sees through its eyelids. How do they ever sleep? Flamingos eat with their heads upside down. I tried it and it is hard to do and a bit messy. If you shave the fur of a tiger, it has striped skin. I wonder who did that. I will never wear lipstick. It is made with fish scales. Yuck! The original name for butterfly was Flutterby. I think Flutterby is better because that is what they do. How do I know? I asked. And because I talk, talk, talk and talk, you know it too. Can a fish swim backwards? Why is the sun yellow? Does a hummingbird hum? Or can it sing like other birds? Maybe it forgot the words.
When Abby reached school, she was ready to ask some questions. But Miss Pinkerton, her teacher, had other plans. Today we are going to have a test on multiplication tables, Miss Pinkerton said. Abby and several other students slunk down in their seats. Miss Pinkerton asked, "Are there any questions?" Now, Abby knew that sometimes her questions did not relate to the subject Miss Pinkerton was teaching the class. But she just could not resist asking. Abby raised her hand. "Yes, Abby," Miss Pinkerton said.
"Is a zebra black with white stripes or white with black stripes?" asked Abby.
The class burst out laughing, but Miss Pinkerton quickly quieted them by putting her fingers to her lips and pretending to zip her mouth closed. "Actually, Abby," Miss Pinkerton said, "a zebra is white with black stripes."
"I thought so," said Abby.
"Who would like to start us off with the times one table from 0 to 10? Miss Pinkerton asked. Abby raised her hand excitedly. This one was easy. 1 times anything equals anything.
"Tristan, would you please come to the board and write the times one table for the class?" Miss Pinkerton said.
Tristan proudly walked to the board
and wrote the times one table. "Excellent," said Miss Pinkerton. "Mackenzie, would you please do the times two table for us?" This continued through the times eight table, and the students did a wonderful job. They had obviously studied very hard. Now Abby was worried. She knew that the times ten table was easy. All you had to do was put a zero after the first number. But the times nine table, that was hard. What would she do if Miss Pinkerton called on her? "Abby," said Miss Pinkerton, "I would like you to show the class the times nine table." Abby didn't want to. She knew she had not studied, but she had to go to the front of the class and do the best she could. She approached the board and wrote the table. 0 into 9, 0 into 9, 1 into 9, 2 into 9, and so on. Abby looked at what she had written and said to herself, "I know some of the answers, like 10 into 9 is 90, 1 into 9 is 9, and 0 into 9 is 0. I will write them down in their equations." She was starting to feel better since she had some correct answers written down. Abby thought for a second and decided to count the parts she did not know. "Let's see," she said to herself. "The first one I don't know is 2 into 9, so I'll put a 1 next to it. The second one I don't know is 3 into 9, so I'll put a 2 next to it. Oh, I think I'm in trouble." She realized that she did not know too many answers. As she thought about each, she wrote the numbers next to the equations she did not know. The times 9 table looked like this. 0 into 9 equal to 0, 1 into 9 equal to 9, 2 into 9 equal to 1. First one Abby didn't know, second one Abby didn't know, eighth one Abby didn't know. There were many snickers and chuckles from the class, but Miss Pinkerton said, "Class, quiet down and let Abby finish. Remember that it is not nice to bully a person by laughing or making fun of them." Well, Abby was almost in tears. She was just about to give up when she had an idea. Maybe, just maybe, if she checked her table from the bottom up, she could get some more answers correct. She was not going to give up. Abby thought to herself, 9 into 9, well, that's the first one I don't know, and marked the table as she did before. She then thought, 8 into 9, oh, I don't know that one either. So she marked the table and it looked like this. 0 into 9 is 0, 1 into 9 is equal to 9, 2 into 9 is equal to 1, 3 into 9 is equal to 2. Second one Abby didn't know, first one Abby didn't know. Abby was really nervous, but she continued with the rest. She looked at the equation and realized she did not know the answer and marked it. When she was done, she had completed the table. "Excellent work, Abby," Miss Pinkerton said. "Aren't you glad you asked me how you could remember the times nine table?" Abby had a big smile, but knew she had to give up some talk. Talk, talk for some study, study, study. She remembered Miss Pinkerton telling her that not everything had an easy trick to help you get through the problem. Before taking her seat, Abby asked, "Miss Pinkerton,
Can an elephant jump?
Miss Pinkerton just smiled and said, no.
My, that sure was one talkative little girl.
Yes, it did help her see what lots of interesting information she had for you. But then, the important thing she learnt was that there's a time and place for everything. Listening and paying attention in your class at school is equally important. That is certainly not the time to be talking and asking questions all the time.
Yes, along with Abby, who was pretty gabby, we too learned something nice. More lovely stories for you when we meet next. Till then, keep listening, keep sharing with your friends. Lots and lots of interesting, funny, lovely stories on www.sweetpeatales.com. This is your friend Radhika. See you soon.